The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Cork City Marathon happens this Sunday, and for many of those contemplating undertaking either the marathon, the half marathon, or the 10K, you can do any of the three, they'll be wondering what impact the weather will have on their performance in the marathon and how to make sure that their nutrition is adequate. Well, Dan Murphy is owner and dietitian of Apex Nutrition, the official nutrition partner of the Cork City Marathon. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How's it going?
It's going very well. Now, what impact do you think the warm, sunny weather will have on those taking part?
Yeah, love. It's great weather for the audience and stuff like that, but not so good for the runners. It does have a big, massive impact on their hydration, and it's something that a lot of kind of runners don't pay enough attention to. I'm constantly kind of telling people now, kind of definitely practice around just like practicing with your water intake, and that you are able to take it on the day, because like if you're not practicing with it now, it can cause like stomach upset and stuff like that on the actual day.
Now, do you recommend that people carry their own nutrition with them? I mean, whether it's something they can put on their tongue or something they know their tummy will take, rather than depending on what might be on a table at the side of the road.
Yeah, so like both are super important. So like with the table at the side of the road, like the main thing is that you know, like there's glucosade stops and there's water stops, and there generally isn't enough kind of glucosade stops to actually kind of fuel you enough and give you enough carbohydrate throughout the race. So like countering that by bringing your own kind of gels, and some people even kind of wear just jackets that like you can kind of store water and kind of sports drinks in as well too.
Yeah, it's unlikely they'll be doing that in this warm weather, that they'll be wearing a jacket. I mean, the likelihood of overheating is much greater. But the point is, you're losing anyway a huge amount of hydration in your perspiration. And in the warm weather, that perspiration may evaporate off rather quickly, and you won't even know. You won't even feel that necessarily you're sweating and losing water, but you are. And, in my experience of running over the years, sometimes you kind of leave it too late before you start to hydrate in the middle of a 10K or a half marathon.
You do, yeah. Like thirst in general isn't really a good indication either of kind of how hydrated you are. There is things like, you know, kind of urine colour and stuff, but you don't want to be doing that kind of in a marathon as well too. It's good to kind of practice that in training and seeing how much.
But you're not like, good likely to pee. If you're dehydrated, your kidneys won't want to pee. You know, you won't have a chance to stop on the side of the road and have a look at the colour of your pee to decide whether you're dehydrated. Yeah. You're better off, I presume, having a plan.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I'm going to get into, like that. The kind of practice beforehand is essential. And even with hydration kind of almost like less than a week out now, it's still like there's still time to practice hydration and seeing how much water you can actually kind of take during your kind of longer runs.
Yeah, because you might throw up. If you take too much water, it'll just come back up. That's the truth of it. So in terms of prep then, I mean, there's no point in like loading up water at this point, 5 days out from the race or whatever. But in terms of carbohydrate loading, to build up your stores of carbohydrate, how far out should you start doing that?
So it does take practice again to do that. I recommend kind of doing this the 24 hours kind of before the race. It is a lot of carbohydrate, so generally it would fall between about 10 to 12 grams per kg of body weight, which like if you're looking at an 80 kg person, that could be 800 grams of carbohydrate, which is an insane amount. Just around that, people say how will I eat healthy and also kind of get to 800 grams of carbs? A lot of the time we do kind of have to sacrifice those kind of healthy kind of vegetable side of things in performance, just because like the kind of sugary simple carbs will help us a lot more in achieving that. Like I say to people, I'd shake their hand if they could eat 800 grams of carbs in vegetables and healthy food. So it is about coming up with a strategy that you can have. Say even like cereals, sugars, like honey and maple syrup as well too, in order to get to that kind of mark. Like normally that would start the 24 hours beforehand. But again, like as I said, it's definitely kind of not like if you're trying something new, like it's definitely not something mm-hmm. to try.
No, but if you're training for a marathon, you're burning massive amounts of calories in your training runs. I mean, if you're serious, I mean, if you're walking the marathon, that's one thing. No need to do anything, I suppose. Just have sups of water at every table you can reach if you're walking it. But if you're any kind of a runner and you're running, the amount of training you're doing for the marathon is such that literally you can eat what you like.
Yeah, and like a big challenge is the underfueling side that people actually don't eat enough. And like while I'm training people running the marathon, like what a common kind of complaint is that like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they start feeling really good, and then the sugar cravings really start to hit by Thursday, Friday, and coming up to the weekend. And it's all because they're taking on this big massive training load and not actually matching it with the nutrition. So it's a common sign that you'd hear people that they're just like eating so much kind of chocolate and sweets kind of coming up to the weekend just because they really can't control that craving. But it is just because there's a big massive kind of deficit in terms of the calories that they're consuming.
Okay. So what do you recommend? I mean, the classic thing used to be pasta.
Yeah. So like it all does, like it stems down to the calories at the beginning and kind of having an idea of how much you have to consume throughout the day, because a lot of people are surprised it's a lot more food than they're used to. And then it would come down to the macronutrients in terms of like your carbs, your proteins and your fats and specifically the carbohydrate side of things. So that you would be getting like the complex carbs, which are your slow digesting carbs. And that would be your pastas, your rices, potatoes, like your oats and kind of getting like a portion of those spread out throughout the day. So that you are eating enough that it will support your training.
Now, for those who are used to doing marathons around Ireland and indeed around Europe, it says on this literature I got, Cork City Marathon, the flattest city marathon in Ireland.
Yeah, it's some people find it difficult enough. It's kind of a flat course, all right, too.
Well, they're boasting about this, so I can only tell you what it says on the tin. That is the flattest course. That does not make it easy. No marathon is easy. Danny, you're doing it yourself.
I'm not. I'm going to be at. I picked up an injury myself, kind of over the last few weeks. In my own running, I tried to do it just kind of, but then COVID came as well too. So, I'm probably destined not to do the marathon kind of at the moment. So hopefully next year I'll be running it.
Dan Murphy, owner and dietitian from Apex Nutrition, official nutrition partner of the Cork City Marathon. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.